大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
很开心今天能够在这里跟弟兄姊妹一起聚集。
I'm so glad that we can have a meeting together with brothers and sisters.
我们都知道呢，我们今天在 Calvary 开启新的聚会，其中一个原因是神给了我们很多孩子。
We all know that one of the major reasons that we have a new meeting here is because we have many children among us.
所以我们中间的父母很蒙福。
So the parents among us are very blessed.
得着许多的神的产业。
We're getting a lot of heritage from the Lord.
另一方面，我们也感觉责任很重大，挑战很大。
On the other hand, we also feel we have a lot of responsibility and pressures and challenges.
所以一年多之前，我在 Auburn 呢就跟大家开始交通一连串给父母的信息。
So a year ago, I start to share with brothers and sisters. We start to share with brothers and sisters a series of message.
主题是为神得着虔诚的后裔。
The topic is seeking a godly offspring for the glory of the Lord.
到去年年底，我只交通到一半。
So till the end of last year, I only share half of the message.
所以今年呢，在澳本我正在继续的这个主题。
So this year I will continue this topic.
当我思想今天和大家 Calvary 的弟兄姊妹交通什么题目的时候
，So when I meditate, what topic should I share with brothers and sisters here?
是应该交通新的题目呢，还是继续这个主题呢
？Should I share a new topic or we continue the old one?
如果我在 Calvary 不把父母的主题继续讲完，我心里头就感觉亏欠 Calvary 的弟兄姊妹。
I will feel sorry for brothers and sisters if I don't continue this topic.
因为有另一方面，我听说 Calvary 附近的地区有许多的家庭。
Also heard that there are lots of families around this area.
有很多年轻的父母搬进来住。
There are lots of young couples, young parents moving into this area.
他们也需要学习怎样做一个合乎神心意的父母。
They also need to learn how to become a parent after God's heart.
所以主若愿意，我盼望在前面好几个月的时间，能够继续把这个为神得着虔诚后裔的主题跟大家交通。
So if the Lord is willing, I hope that I can continue share this topic in the next couple of months.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们来到你跟前。
Dear Lord Jesus, when we come before you,
我们感谢赞美你，因为你爱你的教会。
We thank you and praise you because you love your church.
我们求主今天把你要说的话没有拦阻的释放出来。
We hope that you release your word to us without any barriers.
主，我们求你用宝血四围遮盖我们。
Lord, we hope you cover us by your precious blood.
你是撒旦没有任何的机会来搅扰攻击。
So that Satan doesn't have any chance to attack us.
你祝我们能够安息聆听你要向我们所说的话。
So that we have a rest and peace and we can hear your word.
主，也求你圣灵，就圣灵高摸讲的跟翻译的。
May your Holy Spirit anoint the speaker and also the interpreter.
叫我们都能够同感一灵。
So we can move by one spirit.
你祝我们交通的时候讲的跟听的一同的蒙福。
So that we all are blessed.
一同听见你的声音。
So we could also hear your word.
一同看见你的心意。
So we can also,
看见你的荣耀。
We can also see your glory.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give all the glories to you.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Pray in.The most precious name.
Amen. Amen. 我 我们一起来念《生命记》第六章第四到第九节。
Let's read book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 to verse 9。
生命记第六章第四到第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 to verse 9。
找到以后我们一起来读。
Let's read together。
什么语言都可以。
No matter what language you're reading。
以色列呀，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主。你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上并你的城门上。去年我们交通为神得着虔诚的后裔，是神自己的心意。
Last year we shared the topic seeking a godly offspring for the glory of God is his own desire.
所以他正在寻找愿意与他同工的父母。
So the Lord is seeking parents who are willing to work with him.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
对于愿意的父母。
For those are willing to work with the Lord,
他们要认识自己只是神与神同工的人。
They need to know that they are only the co-worker of the Lord.
不是自己担负主要的责任的。
They do not take the major responsibility by themselves.
神才是担起主要责任的。
The Lord is the one who should take the major responsibility.
他们要认识神才是在船上掌舵的神。
Parents need to know who the Lord is the one who controlled all.
父母只是做副手的。
So the parents are only the co-worker, the helper.
这样他们才能够好像儿童主日学诗歌所唱的，有主在我床上床中，我必不怕飓风。
So the parents can have the same feeling of like the Sunday school hymn says, When the Lord in the same ship with us, we do not fear the storm.
他们才能够学习做一个安然睡觉的父母。
So we can learn to how to become a parent who can sleep well in the night.
这是为神得着虔诚后裔的其中一个功课和条件。
This is one of the conditions and the work, the topic that we should learn, how to seeking a godly offspring for the Lord.
第二个功课和条件是在这里第四节所说的，神是独一的主。
A second condition and work that we need to learn is the Lord is the God is the only Lord.
要认定神才是唯一的主。
We need to know that the God is the only Lord.
要为神得着虔诚的后裔，父母需要以神做他们的主。
We really need to know that we for seeking a godly offspring for the Lord, we need to accept the Lord as our God.
做一个奉献给神的人。
We need to become a person who are willing to offer to the Lord.
以致父母他们不是以孩子做他们人生的主宰跟中心。
So that children are not our center in our life.
他们的主宰和中心必须要是神自己。
Our center in our life should be the Lord Himself.
否则就不能为神得着虔诚后裔。
Otherwise, we don't have chance to get a godly offspring for the Lord.
反而孩子会成为他们愁苦的来源。
And our children will become the source of our sorrow.
因为诗篇十六篇说，以别神代替耶和华的。他的愁苦必加增。
So in the Psalms, in the Psalm 16 says, their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
神是独一的主，也指做父母不是孩子的主，神才是孩子的主。
So the God is the only Lord. It doesn't say that the parents are the children's.Children's Lord is the God is our children's Lord.
父母只是为神做孩子的管家。
So as the parents, we are only to become a steward for the children.
为神照管养育孩子，而不是拥有孩子。
So we don't own our children, but we are look after and nurturing our children.
这样父母才能够学习交托，以神为中心，而不是以自己为中心来去养育孩子。
So in this way, we can so in this way we can learn how to raise up our children, make God as our center, not the children as our center of life.
要得着前程后义，第三个功课和条件是在第五节所说，爱神。
The third condition that is to love the Lord.
一个人怎样才是爱神？
How do you know the person he loved the Lord?
约翰一书说，爱神的必爱弟兄。
In the first, in the John says, the person who loved the Lord, he should love his brother as well.
一个不爱弟兄的人，无论他参与多少教会的活动，甚至侍奉，他都不是一个爱神的人。
So on the other hand, we can know that if your brother or sister he doesn't love his brother or sister around, no matter how many activity he participates in the church, he doesn't become a person who loves the Lord.
因为约翰一书第四章二十二十一节说，人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话，不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神，爱神的也当爱弟兄。
Okay,
这是我们从神所受的命令。
In the first John chapter 4, verse 20 to 21, it says, If someone says, I love the Lord, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he does not love his brother who has sinned. How can he love God who he has not sinned? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
一个不爱神，只爱自己的人，不能为神得着虔诚的后裔。
If a person he only love himself, he doesn't have chance to get godly offspring for the Lord.
爱弟兄是指着爱神放在我们周围的弟兄姊妹。特别包括是要爱身边的配偶。
Loving your brothers means you love the brother and sister around you, living around you, work with you, especially love your partner.
因为信主的父母若有彼此相爱的心，孩子因此就认出父母是主的门徒了。
If both parents are believe in the Lord and they love each other, their children will recognize that their parents belong to the Lord, are the disciple of the Lord.
他们就会被你身上所彰显的主的爱被吸引，去认识他们眼睛看不见的主。
They will be attracted, are willing to know the Lord they can't see it because you love one each other.
以上是我们去年已经交通过的。
So those are we were sharing in the last year.
每一个愿意为神得着前程后裔的父母，让我们都彼此勉励。
So every parent who wants to seeking a godly offspring for the Lord, we need to encourage each other.
继续在上面所交通的功课来装备自己。
So we need to continue learn in our life.
如果去年有学习有成长的，我们为此感恩。
We thank the Lord if we have learned something in our life in the last year.
我们也继续靠主往前。
So we also need to rely on the Lord and continue.
如果觉得自己去年学得不好，觉得自己无能，很不好。
If we feel that we didn't learn well last year.
不要灰心。
So we don't give up.
神带领你今天坐在这里，就要再施恩给你，帮助你。
So the Lord lead us here and have a meeting here. He wants to grace us, give grace to us.
我们都可以在神面前承认自己的败坏和无能。
We also can confess before the Lord, our faithfulness.
信靠他的圣洁跟大能。
So we need to rely on His holiness and power.
求圣灵光照，教你知道他今天要教导你去学习和谦卑顺服的是什么。
So we need to ask the Lord to ask His Holy Spirit to shine on us and let us to know what we need to learn today and what is the humbleness.
不是你配偶要学的什么，是你自己要学的什么。
It's not our partner she or he needs to learn. It's ourselves what we need to learn today.
如果你愿意，在神是凡事都能的。
If you are willing, God can do everything for us.
刚才我们所读《生命记》第六章第四到第九节，可以说是这系列信息当中很重要的主题经文。
So, the Deuteronomy we read before.Are the really important scripture for this topic.
可能你今天不是做父母的。
Maybe you are not become a parent yet.
但是千万不要以为这段经文与你无关。
But don't think about that this scripture has nothing to do with you.
因为当中所讲到的属灵原则是跟每一个基督徒都有关的。
The spiritual principleThe spiritual principles are related to every Christian.
所以当我跟大家交通这个信息的时候，请你们在心里头祷告。
So when I sharing this message with you, please pray in your heart.
为你旁边所关心的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
Pray your sister and brothers next to you who you are really care.
为你自己祷告。
Pray for yourself.
也为我们祷告。
Pray for us as well.
叫我们无论今天是否当父母的，都能够听到主要向我们所说的话。
So no matter we are parents or not parents today, we can also hear the same word from the Lord.
今天我要跟弟兄姊妹来看第四个为神得着前程后裔的功课和条件，就是在第六节。
So today I'm going to share the fourth condition and the word we need to learn is on the verse 6.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart.
这是我们今天的主题和负担。
This is our topic and burden.
六四六间新旧约原稿的圣经都是神所默示的，都是神的话。
So the whole Bible is inspired by the Lord.
正如提摩太后书三章十六节说，圣经都是神所默示的。
So in the Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God.
是神亲自感动他一个一个的仆人，用人的文字写下来的。
They are written by human's word, which was inspired by the Lord Himself.
这些人的文字都是神所默示的，意思就是被神自己吹气而写出来的。
Which means these words are inspired by the Lord, and yet
是神自己的话。
It's the Lord's his words.
所以是不变的永恒真理。
They will last forever and will not change.
其中所记载的事情和真理是完全真实可靠的。
So everything recorded in the Bible are truly and nothing wrong.
毫无错误。
There's no errors.
圣经不单只是神所默示的，也是神奇妙的在历世历代通过人手所非常小心的抄写下来的。
So the whole Bible is not only given by inspiration of the Lord, but also a miracle that every generationcopy very carefully and passed by the next generation.
撒旦虽然不断要攻击圣经，
Satan was trying to attack the Bible.
通过反对神的集权的政府，尽办法消灭它。
Through centralized government.
包括初期教会的罗马帝国到近代的共产主义政权。
Including from the first church, the Roman Empire to current government.
圣经仍然被神保存下来。
The whole Bible still kept by the Lord.
不信主的人不断去努力去攻击圣经的正确性。
unbelievers try to attack the accuracy of the Bible.
说里头的记载是虚构出来的故事。
They say that the story in the Bible are not true.
但是近代考古学一个一个的发现，叫我们看见这些攻击都是站不住脚。
However, recent years, we also found that their attack, they don't have really evidence to support themselves.
我跟我的妻子楚芳去年十月份到以色列去旅游。
So Uncle Joshua with his wife traveled to Israel last October.
去过好些的考古学的古迹。
So they went to a few places.
其中一个就是死海附近的困难的地方。
They went to a place next to the Dead Sea.
那有一个一个的山洞，里头有很多2000年前的旧约古老的手抄本圣经。
There are many caves there, and also there are some Dead Sea scrolls which will have 2,000 years old.
他们被称为今天很出名的死海古卷。
They are called the Dead Sea Scrolls, which are very famous.
在1947年发现这些手抄本之前，有些人心里头可能这样想。
So before 1947, before these Dead Sea Scrolls are found, some people may think.
今天的圣经内容质量很好，经得起不同的批评和质疑。岂不是因为它是经过长年累月的不断的修改而成吗？
So today's Bible, they can endure different criticism, and it's because people edit it every time, so they can endure this critical.
又有一些人问，圣经经过常年人手的抄写，你怎么知道当中过程里头没有越抄越错呢？
So some people may think, due to so many years, how do you know there are not human errors when they copy the Bible?
今天我们手上的圣经跟神当初默示的原稿是否有很大的分别呢？
So is there any chance that the Bible we have today may have difference to the one which inspired by the Lord.
圣经原文专家就把这些的新发现的两千年前的死海古卷手抄本和今天我们手上的原文圣经相比较，彼此非常的接近。
So the Bible specializes, they compares our today's Bible to the Dead Sea Scrolls.They found that they are very, very close to each other.
只有很少很少数的无关重要的一些差别。
Only a very little difference, but they are not major. They are not major.
这些的差别对圣经所启示完整的真理毫无影响。
They don't have any effects to the truth of the whole Bible.
所以死海古卷的发现就成为上面问题很简单而清楚的回应。
So the Dead Sea Scrolls that found can clearly answer the question.
今天圣经被翻译超过2000多种语言。
So today the Holy Bible has been translated into over 2,000 different languages.
我们手上的新旧约和合本圣经就是经过历世历代从神所默示的圣经原稿非常的小心抄写和翻译出来。
So today, our Bible are very carefully copied and translated by the original scriptures.
为着这些圣经翻译的工作，有不少才华出众的爱主的基督徒付上了极大的代价。
So there were lots of talented Christians who love the Lord pay a high price to translate the Bible.
就好像16世纪的英国人 William Tyndale.
For example, back to 16th century, an Englishman called William Tyndale.
当时罗马天主教不允许普罗大众读圣经，甚至用锁链把圣经锁住。
So at the time, the Roman Catholic didn't allow people to read the Bible, They locked the Bible by the chain.
也不允许人翻译圣经。
They didn't allow anyone to translate the Bible.
那些古文一般人不懂的。
So the old, many people doesn't know the old languages.
神给这个 William Tyndale 有特别的聪明，他会说七种的语言。
But the Lord gave the person called William Tyndale a lot of talents. He can speak seven different languages.
他是熟悉圣经的原文希伯来文跟希腊文的。
He really know the original language of the Bible.
年轻的他为要让他的同胞能够读到英文圣经，他冒死把新旧约原文圣经翻译成英文。
So when he was young, he wanted his brother and sister can read the English Bible. He willing to pay a really high price to translate the original language into English, even.He may be for that, you know.
为此，他被罗马天主教定他为异端罪，最后他要被问掉神道。
So at the end, he was hanged, and because he translated the Bible from the original language to English.
他的身体被焚烧，他年纪只有42岁。
His body was burned, and at the time he was only 42 years old.
一些人看见主话的宝贵和重要，盼望别人能够读到自己的语言圣经而摆上生命。
Some people see the pressure of the lost words, so they are willing to offer their life to.
你愿意宝贵神的话吗？
Are you willing to pressure?The lost words.
神的话在新约希腊原文里头有两个不同的字来表达的。
So in the original language of the Bible, God's words are expressed by two different words.
新约里头是个 logos, 另外一个是 rhema.
One is logos, the other one is rhema.
譬如保罗在提摩太后书第四章第二节说，务要传道。无论得时不得时，总要专心。
So just like Paul written in the second of Timothy, chapter 4, verses 2. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season.
这里的道是用 logos 这个字。
So in here, the word they use logos.
就是指着前面一章三章十六节所说的圣经
which indicate the previously chapter 3 verses 16 the Bible
另外主耶稣在马太福音第四章第四节说人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所出的一切话
so back to Matthew chapter 4 verses 4And Jesus said that, but he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but be every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
这里的话就是用 rhema 这个字。
So in here, the word was used by rhema.
Rhema 在圣经里头都是指着主观经历的神的话。
Rhema means is objective is the God's words.
Subjective.
Rhema means the subjective of the God's words.
Logos 都是指着客观真理的神的话。
The logos means the objective of the Lord's words.
比方说罗马书第五章第八节他说唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
For example, Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it is written that, But the God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
当两千年前神感动使徒保罗写下这一节圣经，这一节就是被神吹气，成为神末世的话。
So back to 2,000 years ago, when the Lord inspired Paul to write this scripture, this is the the inspiration of the God's words.
这一节是神的话，是神永恒不变的真理，是客观的真理。
So this word is objective truth. It is not going to change. It will last forever.
当一个人读到这一节圣经的时候，无论他相信不相信，他都是真理。
So when a people who read this word, no matter he believe it or not, it is the truth.
都是神的话，都是神的 logos。
It is the Lord's word. It is the Lord's logos.
但是当今天圣灵把这个 logos 很个人的说进人的心里的时候
，So today when the Holy Spirit speak to our own hearts with this logos，
叫这个人深受感动，流泪动悔悔改，这个人就领受了神的话。
So this man may be moved by this word and repent before the Lord, and he received the Lord's word.
他就不单只是神客观的 logos， 更是神活泼的 rhema。
So this is not the object logos, but also very active the Lord's rhema.
有一些自以为属灵的基督徒认为只有神的 rhema 才是重要和宝贵的。
So some spiritual Christian think that rhema is the only important and precious.
认为神的 logos 只是头脑的知识，所以不重要。
So they think the logos is only the our knowledge, is the knowledge. They are not important.
他们甚至说神的 logos 是字句，是律法，是叫人死。
So they may also say the logos is only the words and is the Lord and which will lead to the death.
他们倾向于单凭自己，单凭自己所谓的圣灵感动和引导来做事情，来做决定。
So they tend to make decision by which they think they are moved by the Holy Spirit.
忽略甚至漠视神的 logos，
they ignore the Lord's logos。
那一些圣经哈佛他当时的需要和想望，他就引用来支持自己所要的。
Sometimes they call the scripture which could support their situation at the time。
那一些圣经原则跟他当时的需要和想望有抵触的时候，他就说是。叫人死的字句和律法。
So if those scripture has some conflict with their thoughts, they will say this word is only words and law.
他只跟从他里头自己觉得的圣灵感动和引导。
They only follow their what they think they are moved by the Holy Spirit.
每个为做爱主愿意去学习做一个属灵的人不做属肉体的人都要小心。
So everyone who's willing to learn to be a spiritual man, not follow our flesh, we need to be careful.
不要被这种思想所误导。
Do not be misled by these thoughts.
要记住圣灵今天的引导是不会跟圣灵原先所漠视的话神的 logos 互相冲突的。
Keep in mind that Holy Spirit will not lead to the other way which have conflict to the Bible.
所以神的 logos 是很重要的。
So the logos of the Lord are really important.
我们要好好去读认识神那纯正话语的规模。
So we need to read carefully the Lord's word.
让神的 logos 来保护我们。
So let the Lord's logos to protect us.
免得我们凭私意妄称圣灵而引导而行事。
So protect us from making decisions that we thought that was moved that we thought that we were moved by the Holy Spirit.
但是另一方面，人若只是认识神的 Logos 而没有神的 Rhema， 就没有得着神话语的目的了。
On the other hand, if we only know the Logos of the God and we don't know the God's Rhema, we cannot gain the purpose that the Lord wants to speak to us.
神的 Logos 只能够成为他头脑里头的客观知识。
So,In that situation, the Logos of the Lord is only can become our knowledge.
不是说客观知识不重要。
We are not saying that the knowledge is not important.
但是非常不够。
But it is not sufficient.
因为你还没有得到神话语的能力。
Because we haven't gained the power of the Lord's word.
你还没有经历神话语的改变。
So we haven't get the experience.Of the change power of the Lord's word.
这个话是在你外面的，不是在你里面。
So this word is only outside, not inside.
甚至有时候自己被误导，以为自己有圣经知识就很属灵了。
So sometimes we may be misled that we think we are spiritual because we have the knowledge of the Bible.
骄傲的，论断别人。
We'll be proud and criticize others.
成为一个在黑暗里头的。假冒为善的人而不自知。
So we become a person who walk in the darkness that we still thought we were doing good.
所以我们都需要神的 Rhema， 需要在经历过神的话。
So we all need the God's Rhema, so we need to have an experience of His words.
主耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。就是这个神的 Rhema。
So when the Lord says, "Man shall not live only by the food, but also by the words of the Lord," the words here means the God's Rhema.
但是很可惜，今天很多基督徒连客观真理神的 Logos 也不认识，更不用说得着经历神的 Rhema。
However.It's so shame that many Christians doesn't even know the God's Logos today. And if we don't know the Logos, how can we have the experience of the Lord's Rhema?
我们需要追求认识神的话。
We need to pursue the God's word.
追求认识神的 Logos, 追求经历神的 Rhema.
Pursue the God's Logos, and also we need to have experience of the God's Rhema.
生命记第六章第六节说，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
So in the Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 6 says, And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart.
今天你记在心上的是什么东西？
So today, what's in your heart? What you always keep in your heart?
是晚上的电影、韩剧或者中国的连续剧。
TVs, movies.
是工作，是家务。
Your work or housework.
是孩子的补习、钢琴的练习或者运动的比赛呢
？Is your children study piano or other sports?
是房地产。或者股票的走势的分析呢
？Or maybe the real estate or other stocks.
这一些都不一定是犯罪的东西，甚至其中一些可能就是生活上实际的需要和责任。
This example may not have anything related to the sin, but also some of them are really maybe our necessity in our life.
但是你心里头常常记在心上的就是这些吗
？But are these things are always keep in our heart?
你我有没有把神的话记在心上
？Do we keep the Lord's word in our heart?
心里头有没有科目主的话？每一天分别时间来通过主的话来亲近主呢
？So do we have a desire for the Lord's words? Do we have a time to read the God's word and draw near to Him and have a fellowship with Him?
我们一起来看彼得前书第二章 第一节到第三节。
Let's read First Peter chapter 2 verse 1 to verse 3.
彼得前书第二章第一节到第三节这样说，所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈并假善、嫉妒和一切诽谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵来，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此站长见长以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。不要动。第二节，纯净的灵来。
Pure milk of the word
是指什么？
What's that mean?
是指什么？
What's that mean?
是什么？
What's the pure
神的话
of milk?
非常好。
The Lord's word
纯净的灵来是神的话。
So the pure milk of the word it means the God's word.
你怎么知道纯净的灵来这里是指做神的话？
How do you know the pure meal of the word is the God's word?
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
你是听别人讲呢？
Do you hear from someone else?
你怎么知道？
How do you know that?
你有什么根据说纯净的灵来就是神的话？
Do you have any proof or evidence that say that the pure meal of the word is the God's word?
谁知道？
Who knows that?
年长的不需要举手。
Oh, the brothers and sisters, no need to raise your hand.
你怎么知道纯净的灵乃是这座神的话呢？
How do you know the pure meal of the word means the God's word?
大家是听来的呢，还是自己看来的？
So we heard this from someone else, or is from that we read from the Bible?
今天有一些基督徒对圣经的真理的认识，只是从别人口中听来的。
Today some Christians, the knowledge of the Bible were from someone else.
是二手的。
They are second hand.
这些二手的东西很难在逼迫、艰难、苦难里头帮助你的。
So this second-hand knowledge, doesn't have the power to support you, to help you when you were in the difficulty.
有一段来，你也不懂得怎样回应。
So even some false knowledge or, if you meet someone who, preach the false message, you don't know how to respond.
他们不是自己集结从圣灵那里领受过来的。
Because this word they didn't get directly from the Spirit, Holy Spirit.
我有一个负担。
I have a burden.
我盼望神在我们中间有更多，特别是年轻人被主的话所吸引。
I hope that among us, many brothers and sisters, especially the younger one, can be drawn by the Lord's words.
下功夫，好好读主的话。
Spending time to read God's words.
默想主的话。
And meditate His words.
顺服经历主的话。
Obey and have experience with His words.
只有这样，当今天或者将来做父母的时候，才能够为神得着虔诚的后裔。
So in this way, no matter today or in the future, when you become a parent, you know how to seeking a godly offspring for the Lord.
前面一段一章23到25节，彼得是讲论道主的话。
So in the First Peter chapter 1 verse 23 to verse 24:5.
譬如说第一章25节说，唯有主的道是永存的。
First,
所传给你们的福音就是这道。
So First Peter chapter 1 verse 25.
But the word of the Lord endureth forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you.
这里主的道就是在原文神的话。
So in here, the word of the Lord in the original language means the gospel word.
圣经也翻得很好，就是神的道了。
So,
所以我们知道第二章第二节纯净的灵奶是指作神的话。
So we know that in the chapter 2, verse 2, the pure milk of the word means the gospel word.
我们好好读前后文，我们都知道纯净的灵奶不是听来的，我们看自己看懂。
So if we read the Bible in the chapter 1, chapter 2, we know that the pure milk of the word is the gospel word. It's not from someone else told us, it's we read from the Bible.
你我心中有没有爱慕主的话呢？
Do we have a desire of the God's word in our heart?
有没有把主的话记在心上呢？
Do we keep the Lord's word in our heart?
还是把第一节里头所讲的那些恶毒的话记在心上呢？
Or we only keep the evil words in our heart, like the verse this one says.
把那些诡诈的话、假冒为善的话、诽谤的话记在心上呢？
Do we keep the deceit, envy, or evil speaking in our heart?
教主借助他宝血已经赐给你我清洁的心，毫无愧的良心都被污染了。
So we are no longer pure, after God's precious and cleanses our hearts, because we kept this evil speaking in our heart.
以致主的话反而不能够被你我的心记在里头。
So because of that, we cannot keep the God's word in our heart.
以弗所书第四章二十九节说：“污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要谁是说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。”
So in the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, it says.Let no corrupt words proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers.
什么是污秽的话呢？
What is corrupt words?
就是不造就人的话，拆毁人，绊倒人的话。
Are those words do not have benefits to people.
请大家在主跟前想一想，在过去一个礼拜里头，你有没有说过污秽的话呢？
Let's think before the Lord. Do we say any corrupt words in the last week?
你有没有对你的配偶说缺少爱、不尊重的话呢？
Did we say any words to our partner that without love or without respect?
这些的话是会污染自己的心。
This word will
contaminate.
This word will contaminate our heart.
也会玷污别人的心。
And also others' hearts.
这些的话叫自己和别人。更难去把主的话记在心上。
These words will make it difficult for others to keep the Lord's word in their own heart.
所以如果讲了，就要在主面前悔改，靠主的宝血求赦免。
So we need to repent before the Lord and also by His precious blood.
也要在自己的话所污染的人面前求赦免。
So we also ask for forgiveness before the people who we hurt.
叫他不会因为你的话心存苦毒，而难主神的话记在心里。
So that in this way we could help them can keep the words in their hearts, not because our corrupt words.
另一方面要把这些的污秽的话除去。
So on the other hand, we need to, we, Let us not to speak those corrupt words.
不一定是只做我们嘴巴里头所讲出来的话，也包括我们耳朵里头听进去的话。
This means we not only from the words we speak from our mouth, but also the words we hear into our ear.
这些别人讲出来污秽的话，可能是直接对你讲的，伤害到你。
So this corrupt word might be spoken by someone else, and they may hurt you.
也可能是对别人讲的，你在旁边听见，也把你绊倒。
Maybe they spoke to someone else, but you heard that you are hurt.
无论是直接的，是间接的，只要是污秽的话，都会伤害人，污染人的。
No matter this corrupt words are spoken directly to you or indirectly to you, they don't have any benefits and will hurt you.
上个月有一个信主不久的弟兄告诉我，他因做一个服侍主的弟兄说了一些话，心里头难受。
Last month, a new believer told me, and he was hurt because a brother say something.
他对服侍的弟兄产生了一个负面的看法。
So he had a negative view about this brother.
每次来聚会，他都不想看见他。
So every time when he came to the meeting, he didn't want to see him.
我就鼓励他，一方面求主安慰他的受伤。
So I encouraged him, let the Lord comfort his heart.
另一方面，要在心里头赦免这弟兄。
On the other hand, he also encouraged him to forget this brother.
不要把这个受伤而带来的苦毒怀恨存在心里。
So do not keep the hateness of these words into his heart.
我很感谢主，这个粗心的弟兄很单纯，很谦卑。
So thanks to the Lord, this brother, this new believer's brother, has a really pure heart and humble.
他就这样学习放下了，轻松了。
So he learned to lay down this, and his heart was released.
我跟着在鼓励他。
Then I continued encouraged him.
如果有一天是我得罪了他，伤害了他。
If one day I hurt him by words,
不单请他心里头原谅我。
I'm not only ask him to forgive me in his heart,
我也请他为我祷告。
But also pray for me,
并且直接的来跟我讲，提醒我，挽回我。
And also come to me and remind me.
免得我自己在黑暗里头自己不自知。
So that sometimes I don't even know I was in the darkness.
这就是主耶稣叫我们彼此相爱，彼此洗脚的吩咐。
So this is the commandment that the Lord led us to love each other and wash each other's feet.
你看见弟兄的脚因为世界和肉体的玷污肮脏了。
If you see your brother's feet was get dirty by the word and by the flesh,
你愿意因着主的爱到他那里蹲下身弯着腰去洗他的脚吗？
Are you willing to humble yourself and wash his feet because of the Lord's love?
不是去指责他对你或者对别人的伤害。
Not criticize him. The harm that he made.
乃是带着爱和谦卑的心去跟他交通，去挽回他呢？
But to help him to have fellowship with him, with your love, with the love of the Lord.
这就是我去年在父母系列所交通到的爱弟兄。
So this is the topic that I have fellowship with brother and sister last year, how to love the brother and sisters.
特别神今天带领我们在 Calibre 开始新的聚会。
Especially today when the Lord had the chance to to let us to have new meeting here.
弟兄姊妹都为这主摆上很多劳苦的服侍。
So, lots of brothers and sisters are willing to offer themselves
for this meeting. 彼此的配搭自然就多了。
So to work together, there are more chance to work together.
也因着关心神的家，大家把盼望把自己感觉最好的意见提出来。
So because we all love the house of the Lord, so we are willing to offer the best views.
自然就显出各样不同的意见。
So that which means we may have many different of different views.
以前教会的需要没有这么大，我们都容易做一个旁观者，做一个客人。
So, before this meeting, and when the church is not that grow so big, we were all like guests.
当然相安无事了。
So we were well.
现在靠主的恩都愿意劳心劳力的摆上的时候。
So today, by the Lord's grace, we are willing to offer ourselves.
一不小心，误会就出现了。
So there is a chance that we have some misunderstanding between each other.
有时候心急了，血气也来了。
So sometimes when we in a hurry, our flesh is up.
不造就人的误会的言语出了口。
Maybe some corrupt words we may speak out which may not have benefit to brothers and sisters.
甚至有时候说话的人不自知。
Even though sometimes we may not realize we spoke those words.
就是在这个时候我们需要阻止污染的散播。
So especially in this time we need to stop these corrupt words to express.
除去心中的苦毒。
To, taking away the bitterness of in our heart.
不是在背后谈论弟兄的不是，那是学习去爱弟兄。
We don't criticize the brothers and sisters, but we need to learn how to love brothers and sisters.
为弟兄祷告，为他洗脚。
Praying for them, washing feet for him, for them.
倘若主有感动。
If the Lord have moved us,
我们就称作只有他和你在一处的时候，跟他交通，提醒他得找他。
If the Lord moves you, you should have fellowship and remind him when you and him together.
盼望在神的家里头有更多愿意用爱心说造就人的好话来学习洗弟兄的脚的人。
So we hope that in the house of the Lord, there are more brothers and sisters are willing to speak some words which have benefit to brothers and sisters. Then we could also learn how to wash each other's feet.
也有更多愿意谦卑让弟兄替自己洗脚的人。
We hope that we have more humble brothers and sisters and are willing to wash our feet.
彼此经历真实的弟兄和睦同居。
We truly have experienced that the brothers and sisters can live together peacefully.
不是外面肤浅的客客气气。
Not outwardly peacefully.
我们要记住真实教会的见证。
We need to know that the truly testimony of the church.
教会的建造，神真实的工作。
Building of the church.
不是在于外面的人多，工作的热闹。
It's not how many people are working outside, and
乃是在于我们因着爱神而有的爱弟兄。
It's based on we truly love each other in the church.
这个爱弟兄包括爱你不是对象的弟兄。
Loving each other is including the one you are serving.
也包括爱与你一同配搭服事的同工弟兄。
Also including the brothers and sisters who work with you.
也包括爱那些比你走在前面一点的弟兄。
And also, those who walk before you.
这就是何等美、何等善的弟兄和睦同居。
So this is really
so good and so beautiful.
So this is so good and so beautiful that brothers and sisters can live together peacefully.
大卫在诗篇133篇被圣灵感动说，在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
So in the Psalm chapter 133 and verses 3, it is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
我们怎样除去污秽的言语，学习用爱心说造就人的好话呢？
How do we take off the corrupted language, words and learn how to speak beneficial words to people?
我们需要多把主的话记在心上。
We need to keep more God's words in our hearts.
时间到了，甚至可能过了。我在这方面还有只讲到一半。
So the time is limited, but I only speak half of them.
主若愿意，我有机会，我能够把这些都讲完。
So if the Lord is willing, I hope that I have chance to continue sharing this topic.
我盼望更多的人能够每天分别时间，通过读神的话来亲近主。
So I really hope that every time, every day, we have specific time to read God's words and draw near to Him.
这样我们才能够把主的话记在心上，才能够用爱心说造就人的好话，代替那些污秽人的话。
So in this way, we could keep the Lord's word in our hearts and speak beneficial words with love and instead of corrupt words.
做父母的在家中用造就人的好话跟配偶彼此相爱，就能够同心学习，为神得着虔诚的后裔。
As parents, we need to learn to speak love's words in the house so that we can seeking a godly offspring for the Lord.
我这个负担不单只是给做父母的，我也盼望在神的家里每一个人都能够因着每天跟主交通，得着主的话，能够在神的家里头彼此相爱。
So my burden is not only for parents, but also for everyone. So I really hope that we could have time to speak to the Lord and read His words and learn how to love each other in your house.
特别是年轻人，年轻的父母。
Especially young people and young parents.
盼望你们好好在神的话语上面打根基，对圣经的认识不只是听来的，那是花功夫自己看了。
I really hope that we could build a good foundation on Lord's words, and these words are not here from someone else, but those we read from the Bible.
更要用身体去实践和经历。
And we need to practice in our life and experience these words.
这样你属灵的生命就能够扎实的成长。
So our spiritual life could grow healthily.
在神家中和在自己的家中就能够成为神可以使用的器皿。
So in the Lord's house, in our house, we can become a people, person who can be used by the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主，我们把刚才我们所读过的经文，你默示过的话，我们再次交在你的手中。
Lord, we give the words that inspired by you to you, unto you.
我们真的求圣灵亲自的把这些你宝贵圣经的话 翻译在我们心里头。
We truly hope that your Holy Spirit spoke this word into our heart.
意思这些话不再单单是 Logos, 乃是 Rhema。
So may this word not only the Logos, but also Rhema.
我们求主帮助我们能够把你的话更多记在心上。
Lord, we hope that you could help us to keep more words in our hearts.
以致我们能够用你的话，美好的话，来代替出去那些污秽的话。
So we could learn to speak more godly words instead of corrupt words in our life.
以致我们在家里头，在神的家，我们都能够学习彼此相爱。
So we could learn how to love each other in the God's of, in the house of God and also in our own house.
叫你在 Calvary 这个地方真的能够有你所喜悦的见证。
So we could have testimony in Calvary.
把荣耀归给你。
May all the glory are unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.